hands off. Hunter Tyree looks, gets a hole across the 40, across the 50. He's got to outrun them all. 40 to the 30. Did he still stay in bounds? Yes, he does. 10-5, touchdown, just like that. Pleasantville answers.
We'll take that.
One of the most dynamic players to hit the football field in Marion County in recent memory, whether on offense.
Tyree, handoff up the middle, cuts it outside, gets across the 5, to the end zone, and the first score of 2017 goes to Hunter Tyree, and the Trojans take a 6-0 lead. It's as easy as that. Tyree, handoff up the middle, bounces it outside, and that's an easy touchdown.
Very good block in there by Chaz Clark.
Defense.
Dropping back to pass is Bird, rolls right, faces some pressure, throws it into the end zone, and it's picked off into the end zone. And a nice job there by the Trojans defense getting that. It's Hunter Tyree who comes up with it. Now the teams have traded interceptions into the end zone.
And especially special teams.
Hunter Tyree is back to receive, and the punt goes out. It is a deep punt. Tyree should have room to receive. He gets it. Nice block there by the Trojans. As Tyree's in space, he crosses midfield, cuts around back. Is he going for number 4? I think he is. At the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Hunter Tyree, 4 touchdowns this game.
Pleasantville Trojan do-it-all player Hunter Tyree is one for the record books, and our latest entry onto the KNIA-KRLS Marion County All-Decade Team.
I always remember his smile. You know, he always gave you a sly smile first before he even said anything. So he's a great kid, very, very coachable, would do anything that you ever wanted, one of the hardest workers we had, and just a quiet leader. He was one that would always want what's best for the team.
Then Pleasantville Trojan head coach Gabe Baker credits Tyree as one of the players that helped transform Pleasantville football. And for Hunter, it was all about being a part of something bigger.
You know, him and that whole class were instrumental in the whole culture shift. And the class above him, I think. Those guys really bought into what was going on there. The program, the kids could see that there could be success at Pleasantville. Obviously, there was in the late 90s, early 2000s, but it took a while to get it back. And their class above them and the one right above them, those 3 years really kind of turned the table there.
Mainly the biggest thing for me that I took pride in probably the most about being a part of the Trojans in our hometown was our community and the culture that we created. While I was growing up in Pleasantville and going through the schools, I think pride of being a Trojan was our community and how much our community took care of us kids growing up and of our football team and just really everybody in the community.
Tyree put up some absolutely bonkers stats for the Trojans, with a career rushing and receiving total of 3,760 yards and 46 career touchdowns, in addition to his defensive work, which included 9 career interceptions and a pair of touchdowns, and then we can begin to touch on his special teams work.
Unbelievable ability to cut on a dime. In the return game, I think, is probably his strongest suit. He made things happen in the punt return game, kickoff return game that not a lot of kids can do. He also had the ability to play receiver and running back offensively because he's just so shifty and strong. He wasn't all that big, but he can make people miss, and he was always falling forward.
Busts it outside, crossing the 40. He might have the angle, crosses midfield, tries to cut back inside. He does, crosses the 40 again, cuts back again, stays on his feet. He's got a wall of blockers. Can anyone touch him? I don't think so. 10-5, touchdown, Hunter Tyree. It goes 65 yards. Trojans lead 27-7. What a run.
I can't, Andrew, say anything more than that.
In his junior and senior seasons, Tyree had a pair of kickoff return touchdowns and completely changed the punting game landscape with 5 returns for a touchdown, ending in teams refusing to even attempt to put the ball in his hands.
Growing up, we watched some videos of Coach Anthony back when he played, and hearing about some of the greatest players that came out of Pleasantville, like Kroselman and McGraw, and that's kind of the stuff that you look up to and you really hope to, be a part of one day. And I know my class, growing up watching the high schoolers play, it was really awesome to see the older kids out there. And I've loved football since as long as I can remember, and it's always been my favorite sport.
And for Tyree, it wasn't the touchdowns, the stats, or the wins that stand out the most. It was the memories.
I think my greatest memories were definitely just being out there with my classmates. And, when we had some close games, it was always fun to just you know, take a moment and look around and just kind of take it all in and look at each other, look at our teammates, and just kind of pick each other up, you know, and definitely building the relationships that we did in high school and with all of our coaches. Yeah, I've been asked before if maybe I would go to a bigger school, you know, and have a chance at getting better offers from colleges and stuff, and you know, my answer would be no, I wouldn't, just because I loved playing at Pleasantville with my classmates.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, and our newest entry under the KNIA KRLS Marion County All-Decade Team, Hunter Tyree, I'm Andrew Swadner.